Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On the road again.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Victory Monday. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today after the Eagles take apart the Giants. 38-20, the way, you know, certain people on the show on Friday said they needed to, should do. I mean, certain people here were scared. Whatever. That's in the past. That is in the past, because what happened yesterday was a beatdown, and it sure feels like the Eagles are fully back on track. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know, sometimes folks need to learn how to read the room. Like, you know, just have social awareness in certain situations. I mean, you know, I'm talking about, you know, Joel Embiid.
The fact that,
you know, he kind of upset about his playing time, right? But you only played 19 games last year. This is not me attacking him personally.
I'm all for it.
This is not an attack, but let's just be honest. Let's be honest here. You played 19 games last year, dog. Even though you look healthier and they're trying to spare, I feel like they're kind of trying to let you give you enough time to.
Of course, yeah.
Get healthy.
It's what's best for his body. Yeah, right.
So I would say you probably shouldn't be mad at that.
I agree with you. And you know what? I'm glad I don't have to be mad about it today, because we got bigger fish to fry here, Hugh. We got a lot
to. Are we going to be messy today or what?
No, we'll be messy. Yeah, we got a lot to get to. 215-592.
I just wanted to know how the day was going.
No, we won't. 215-592-9494 to join the show. All right, let's start here. I think the Eagles are fully back. That was for the first time, and I've been waiting for it. I've been saying it every week that we haven't had one of these games. That looked like last year. That looked like the 2024 Eagles. That's the team that we've been waiting to see the entire season. And you could tell me how bad the Giants are. I agree. They stink. That's why I thought they could do it to them this past weekend. But that was the first time this year it all clicked. The defense played its butt off until garbage time, only allowed 13 points. They shut down a young quarterback everyone was raving about. And the offense, that had everything. That had efficiency in the pass game, and it had dominant running. It had Saquon Barkley back at the level he was at last year. That messed up your parlay. I don't care about your parlay. We got a win yesterday.
Okay, I mean, I'm happy we got the win.
Priorities.
But the parlay.
On a Monday.
I don't give a shit.
I guess because Jalen didn't get a touchdown.
Yeah, well, Jalen got four touchdowns.
Well,
three touchdowns throwing. Four.
Anytime.
Is this about your parlay or about the Eagles playing like a Super Bowl team?
I mean, it's a little bit about my parlay.
Well, it's not about your parlay. Not for me, at least.
A little bit.
All right, listen. That was awesome yesterday. It was everything we needed heading into the bye. That is the most complete performance of the season. And now you start adding it together, Hugh. Last 3 weeks, yards per play, they are tied with the Colts for the best in the NFL. This is 3-4 weeks in a row where this offense is moving. An 18-point victory, so no more squeakers. 427 total yards yesterday. How about 276 yards rushing? It was back. Saquon
Efficient.
Broke one.
Efficient.
It was everything. I mean, it was everything we've hoped for, and we haven't seen the entire season. And look now, Jalen Hurts' last four games. 71% completion, 1,068 yards, 10 touchdowns, an interception, 9.4 yards an attempt. He is playing at a very high level. The passing game is
QBR.
Playing at a high level.
Yeah, QBR was pretty high. Well, his rating was pretty high.
Of course
QBR
it was. Yeah.
QBR wasn't that great, but his rating.
I think it was the first time since Nick Foles, a quarterback around here, has had two straight games with a pass rating this high. Hugh, how you feeling this morning? Because for me, the Eagles are fully back now. They got for the first time this season, I see it. It manifested itself, more yards, more first downs. They dominated that game yesterday. Hugh, where are you at this morning?
I mean, I feel good.
You don't sound like you feel that great.
Well,
worry about your parlay and all
well,
that.
Well, no, it's not that. Mm. It's just that I feel, you know, I had some conversations with some friends of mine yesterday, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, you can't not talk about the elephant in the room. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just one of them things, man, where, you know, I'm happy. Okay, let me pull this back, because I feel like folks feel I'm going to be messy today.
Well, hold on. I think everyone realizes the root of this.
What?
Is that we told you so, that this should be a blowout. You were scared of the Giants.
I'm the one that called the score yesterday. I changed it, but
I didn't call the score.
I did call it the first time, and then I got bullied into changing it. No. I said it was going to be like something like 38-20. You don't remember me saying it yesterday?
You said 38-31.
No, I said yesterday. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I did say 38-30. And then I said 20. You said that was kind of high.
It was.
Told you I was going to score a lot. They were going to score a lot of points.
You thought it'd be a 7-point game with the Eagles scoring 38.
Something like that.
This is the opposite of an I told you so day. This is humble pie, Douglas, over here. You got to eat some humble pie.
No. All I'm saying is the offense looked more cohesive.
Yeah, of course it did.
Looked real cohesive yesterday.
It looked like, you know what it looked like yesterday? It looked like they were distributing the football to anyone that was open. There was no agendas to get the football to anyone in particular. And how about that O-line opening holes for Saquon and Bigsby, giving Jalen time back there?
It felt like it was a pressure-free day.
What do you mean?
It just felt like...
I just what do you mean?
It just felt like it was a pressure.
Oh, because A.J. Brown didn't play? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
I mean, yeah, he did.
I didn't say it. I'm thinking it, but I didn't say it. Because I don't want nobody to call me messy. But the fact of the matter remains, I had a feeling. Now, I did have a premonition about this. Like, going into that game, and I think I said it when we were doing the pregame.
Uh-huh.
I said it's going to be interesting to see how this game plays out and what tomorrow brings. And it looked, and I might be wrong about this, but this is just the way that I saw it. And mm-hmm. if anybody wants to chime in, it looked stress-free. It looked syncopic. I just made that word up.
That's not a
syncopic.
Real word.
It looks
synced up?
Syncopic. I like syncopic.
Syncopic. Okay. Syncopic. It's only 10:07, so we're off and running with made up words.
How about this one, in concert?
They were in concert. And the conductor of the orchestra was Jalen Hurts.
And here's the thing, man. I am recklessly speculating this morning. I'm doing that. I started out at 10:07, recklessly speculating.
Go ahead.
But the fact of the matter remains is that it looked different yesterday. I don't want to say easy because it was a tough, hard-fought game, but it didn't look as disjointed as it has looked in the last few weeks.
It's kind of easy. It looked kind of easy. It looked free-flowing.
No, I'm not going with you.
I mean, it did look kind of easy.
I mean, it looked syncopic. I like syncopic.
That's not a word, but 427 yards? Here's what it did.
Syncopic.
It looked... All right, heading into the game, there was some trepidation, right? No Cam Jurgens, no A.J. Brown, which is really what you're alluding to. No A.J. Brown, right?
Yes.
How we just lost this team with A.J. Brown, now what? Well, they turned out to play better football yesterday without A.J. Brown. That's not an opinion, that's a fact. That was their best game of the season offensively without A.J. Brown. 427 yards of offense. I agree with you. You know what it felt like when I watched Jalen Hurts drop back yesterday? Just throw to the open man. There was no thinking. There was no overthinking. It was throw to the open man. A lot that was Devontae Smith. It happened to be Dallas Goedert in the red zone. It was Dotson down the sideline later on. It was whoever was open, I'm getting the football to. That was, and we can unpack why, or we can unpack how much of it was real, how much was a coincidence. We can unpack that. But here's a fact, Hugh. That was their best game of the season. Nothing is even close to it. I mean, go through their games. You're not going to find a game that was as efficient as that in terms of yards per play, in terms of not turning the football over. That was it. It was their best game. They dominated the game.
Being a little messy, Joe.
Who is?
Like you, I wasn't taking it all. Are you being a little messy,
me?
Though? A little bit.
So you're
like
fighting
it.
With facts here? Was that
saying.
Their best game of the season?
I'm just saying. It looked good. It looked good yesterday.
It looked excellent. 215-592-9494. I feel like the Eagles are fully back. Hugh is the one getting messy here, but it is the elephant in the room.
276 yards on the ground, though, man. Yeah.
I mean, they that was, you know... the elephant in the room all season, you mentioned the elephant in the room. One of them has been the offensive line hasn't been as good. They looked good yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Oh, my goodness. They pushed that Giants front around. All right. Well, let's get your reaction up here. 215-592-9494 to the win. How it looked. Best Eagles game of the season so far. I think they're fully back. And this is, if it was just one game against a Giants team that, let's be real, is going to win five or six games, I would say, all right, let's hold the phone. But it's not. This is now building upon 3-4 weeks in a row where the passing game has gotten going. Now we add the run game in. We got Saquon Barkley. That was the first game he looked like last year. This is all getting back to where we wanted to get to at the right time heading into the bye. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Dallas Goedert talking after the game about this team finding its groove here.
How do you compare the scene a couple of weeks ago when you play the Giants, how disappointed you are, to the feeling right now knowing you're going into the bye week on a two-game winning streak and get to take a breath here?
Yeah, going into a bye with a win is always a really good thing. It makes the bye week all the better. But it seems like we're finally getting our groove. Played a good game offensively, defensively, and special team today. So we just got to keep building on what we've been doing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Most complete game of the season, finding their groove at the right time. We know what happens after the bye here. It is the Packers, it is the Lions, and it's a trip to Dallas against the Cowboys. This is the right time to do it. All right, let's hear from Jalen Hurts yesterday, who once again played really well. Now, yesterday wasn't so much about volume of throws, right? Only 20 attempts, but 15 to 20. And in the red zone, he was excellent. Jalen played really well again for now the second straight excellent game. And overall, the last four, Jalen's putting it together. Let's hear Hurts after the game.
After a perfect rating last week, you have four touchdowns today. That matches a career high. Are you heating up? Are you playing your best ball? How would you explain that?
I definitely got a lot of work to do. I think the best is yet to come.
Ah, now we're talking. The best is yet to come, says the quarterback. Kyle, where are you at this morning as the Eagles, as you and I try to tell everyone on Friday, did what we said they had to do, which is dominate the New York Giants.
That's the kind of game that a Super Bowl contender, Super Bowl team, goes and puts out on display. Like, they dominated the New York Giants. That's a team that they absolutely have to dominate. I don't care if Cam Scadaboo's in, Cam Scadaboo's out, whatever. Like that's the kind of performance that we needed to see. The run game, the defense, the quarterback. Like Dallas Goedert just said, it was their most complete game of the season so far, and it's the kind of win where you're like, man, like they keep that thing rolling the rest of the season, then I don't see any reason why this team shouldn't be viewed as the top team in the NFL and the NFC, like all that stuff. And man, like. You got to give it to Hurts again. It's 2 weeks in a row where he's looked like, we're hearing MVP talk and stuff like that. Like, I don't think it's crazy right now. With if you take everything in totality and how he seems to be trending upwards, like, he keeps that going, then we're definitely talking about that at the end of the year.
He played excellent yesterday. He really did. I mean, again, he accurate, on time, a few sacks, but that front is obviously good for the Giants, so you're going to have some sacks against him. I just thought Jalen Hurts was excellent. And the other guy that was excellent yesterday, Hugh, I don't know how much this factors into you getting messy at 10:07, but I thought Kevin Petullo called a hell of a football game yesterday. We spent a lot of time on this radio station saying Petullo this, Petullo that. He looked like he was in his groove yesterday. He looked like plays were setting up other plays. They were under center again, which we talked about at the end of last week. Will they be under center? Should they? I expect them to be. They even did it more yesterday than I thought. I mean, Hugh, It feels like this thing is evolving, which is exactly what you want with a young coordinator and a new coordinator.
Yeah, syncopy. I think that's what the word I want to go today. Syncopy.
We got it.
Yeah, I think it was a good day for everybody yesterday. You're talking about 276 yards on the ground. You talk about efficient passing game, 15 for 20 for Jalen. Mm. You know, 179 yards. Smitty had a great day. It looked like one of those days where everything was just clicking, like the offense flowed. And for whatever reason that is, I don't know, but it just looked more succinct.
Was it a coincidence, or was there something to the offense flowing yesterday?
I think there was a little bit of everything at play here. There was a lot of speculations, recklessly, mm-hmm. whether or not AJ was actually hurt. You know, I mean, because I've had people come to me and ask me that question. And I was like, I don't know. I don't think that he's that petty to, you know, go out and not play because he's feeling some kind of way. And then, you know, we got the reports of, you know, stuff being scrubbed off of, you know, internets and social media pages and all the other stuff. So I don't know. But I was sitting there thinking when all this was happening in real time, and I'm like, as much as I talk about being petty, I don't have the bandwidth to go back on my Instagram or my Twitter feed to look for old posts where people have said stuff about me that I don't care that much. You know what I mean? I even though I am petty, I don't care enough to go mine my old tweets and mine stuff that people have said about me in the past to warrant my pettiness. But when you hear stories of cats that are going back in the archives from years ago, I don't even know how would you search for something that you tweeted years ago and start to erase it because you feel some kind of way. It just kind of makes you wonder. And then on top of that, to have the type of game that Jalen has, it just makes you kind of wonder.
215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Eagles' blowout win over the New York Giants. It was the best performance of the season. This thing is fully back now. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Oh, dream team.
Will, good morning, pal.
What a beautiful Monday, baby. Listen, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. This Jalen, man. I want people to stop talking about Jalen. And this is the reason why.
That's not
everything that man needs to improve, he's been improving. And you know what? One of the main things nobody was really talking about? Mm. Instead of him just taking off with his head down, he's looking down the field now.
The last two weeks, it's my favorite part of the way he's played. When he's moved out of the pocket, he has kept his head up, and he's looked for guys down the field instead of just running. It's great.
Yep. And you know what, man? That the offense is doing what it needs to do. And you know what? By them going under the helm, now even when you go in that shotgun, I don't know if people lied things yesterday. Now when they go in the shotgun, they don't know what to expect now. They don't know whether to expect the run or the gun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because when they started going under the helm, then they started to back off in the gun. And then he still handed it off to Saquon. But you know what, man? It was a good play call. It was a good play calling. They had more than 10 plays for the whole entire game. That's what I really got out of it, man. They really planned for this game. We needed that win. Saquon got off. Dotson, man. Listen, you got to get that bull some burn. Listen, I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna be quiet because I know I'm all over the place. Activate all your weapons. It's too many weapons on that team, man, for them to be sitting there watching everybody else play.
Including Tank Bigsby. How about Bigsby yesterday?
Absolutely. He was running hard, man. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Bring them split backs in, man. Work it. Take one of them pages out of Detroit book, man, and let's run this game. You know what I mean? Let's run them this season, man.
Well, Will, yesterday they had everything working. I mean, everything worked yesterday. It was by far their best performance. I mean, in every way. The game was 38-13 before the Giants scored a garbage time touchdown. It was a dominant victory yesterday by the Philadelphia Eagles. Chris in Middletown, up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Victory Monday, man.
Good morning, Chris. It is a very good Monday here as
good
the Eagles
Monday.
Dominate.
I got to run through my observations from yesterday. So, mm-hmm. First of all, here's what I noticed. All three eyes that Hugh has, they're all blind, and his vibrator's broken. So,
oh God,
just not working out right now. The game, when I looked at the game, we seem to be turning a corner at a very similar time frame as we did last year, point in the season. It's all pointing in the right direction. The offense had a season high of 427 yards of offense. QB1 had four TD passes, and he definitely looks like he's getting more comfortable in the offensive scheme. And he had back-to-back great games, which, Hugh, we know going back-to-back's hard.
Hard to go back-to-back, man.
Yeah, he did it. The rushing offense finally joined us this year, which was phenomenal. Joe, you highlighted this, 33 carries, 276 yards, 8.4 average per attempt.
And Chris, and the first one, the first drive or the 65-yard run, that was last year, right? Because, you know, we've talked about Saquon. Does he look the same? Is it a little different? Well, the one thing we all realized this year, there weren't any of those long runs. And last year he did it so often. When he broke that, I was like, all right, it's still there.
That's just a bad take by some people on your radio station. We'll leave that there, that, you know, say that he was just too many carries and he was not him. No, you give him a crease, he's still him. And you know what? Barkley and Tank both went over 100. Real quick, guys, let's go into the defense. Jackson Dart, who's a great scrambler. I'm sorry, a little tongue-tied there. We had five sacks yesterday, and more importantly, four of them were from the defensive line. So here's something I have a take for you, Hugh. N'Kobe Dean, he needs to play next to Bond all season because that seems to be a magical key to this defense. And you know what? Put Campbell at edge or something. Love Campbell. Love that we draft him. But you know what, guys? I got to get two things out here before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
3 minutes left in the game. We're up 38-13. So you know what, Douglas? Your punishment is – we had to listen to your nonsense all day on Friday. So this Friday, you're going to go ahead. You need to make sure you do the right thing. Put a bucket of candy out for those kids.
That's
and
right.
Turn that porch light on.
That's right.
Okay? That's got to happen. And then let's address the other nonsense we had to listen to. And that came from Cow Flop Jim. Dax asked, your team got exposed you as the donkey's rear end that you are. And you know what? The cherry on top was watching Dallas burn. Dallas sucks. Fly, Eagles, fly, man.
Yeah, they got dragged, Chris. Appreciate it. And he's right. You probably should, for trying to get us scared about the Giants all week here, you probably should put some candy out for the kids on Friday.
I'm not putting no candy out.
Well, you did try to tell us it was going to be tough in a division game.
Yeah, it was a tough game.
It was not.
It was.
It was 38-13 with 3 minutes.
No, but it was a tough game. Still, it's always a tough game. It's always a physical confrontation when you play in your division.
But the game was over in the first half.
That's the story that I'm sticking to.
And then it wasn't accurate, but that is A-okay. You keep saying it. It was dominant. It reminded me of last year's Eagles right off the jump with Saquon with the 65-yard run. That was.
No, that was phenomenal. You know what the first thing that came out of my mouth when I saw that 65-yard run? Damn, he about to mess up my parlay.
Oh, our under was dead. You're all welcome, by the way. Man, you act like you need the parlay money.
I don't know.
So, it's all right.
I just want bragging rights. Now, don't get me wrong, Eagles fans. I was not rooting. Well, I'll always root for the Eagles to win. But when he ran off that 65-yarder, I immediately went into my account, was trying to change my
You can't bet. Change the parlay. If everyone does that, the books will be bankrupt. Come on now.
They looked at me like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're out. You can't do that. All right, 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles fully back? I say so. We are reacting to the most dominant win of the season by far.
That was a hell of a run.
It was awesome. He looked great yesterday. We'll listen back to the montage, how it sounded on WIP yesterday, and we'll give Hugh a moment, and all of us together, to be messy coming up on the whole A.J. Brown thing. The reports this weekend, what was written about A.J. Brown, both Diana Russini and Adam Schefter, what Mike Garofolo said on the field before the game, and was yesterday a coincidence? Best offensive game of the year without A.J. Brown. Coincidence, or is there something to that? We will discuss it next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Gates, show to camera.
And I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.